beer for the funny times. Local writer and speaker. Godfather of soul. He is David Rappin!
This is the band Blue Slash Face.
I don't know about you, but it has been my lifelong dream to follow a two-man comedy team talking about German cannibalism. And tonight, that has finally been realized. And now I don't have to dream about it anymore. You know, Nazis act tough, but they're afraid of Jews. Which is strange, because nobody else is. You show a picture of Woody Allen to a Nazi, and the Nazi recoils like a vampire with garlic. And, you know, other people might think Woody Allen's boring, but they're not afraid of him. And that just doesn't seem tough. So, you know, if Nazis are so superior, why don't they control international banking? Or the media? This has not made sense to me. It confuses me. Have you ever heard of the well-adjusted homicidal maniac? Whenever there's a homicidal maniac, people always say he's sick in the head, and I don't think that's really fair. I mean, are they all sick in the head? You never hear about the well-adjusted homicidal maniac. Him or her, I want to be fair. You just hear about the maladjusted ones, and that is typical of slanted media coverage. You know, what about the screwed up janitor, the guy who just stands with his mop but he's sick in the head? And society doesn't care about him. They don't give a damn about the screwed up janitor. Society figures if he really wanted to be noticed, he'd take up homicidal mania. Until then, he's just an underachiever. An underachiever with a mop. I am evolved from a monkey. Probably the kind of monkey that wears a little hat and plays the drums. You know, monkeys are more advanced than people. Monkeys have never opened a single payday loan franchise. Ever. And that is a sign, that is a mark of civilization that we have not reached. You know, monkeys solve disputes by flinging shit. Again, we're not... Monkeys are better than we are. Flinging shit is a really advanced way to deal with your problems. You know, we sling pieces of paper around at each other rather than feces. It's kind of the same thing, but it's not as advanced. It's a key difference. Slinging crap is more honest. And this is where the monkeys have it. They, you know, we should start throwing monkey shit. If you throw monkey shit, that really impresses people. Did you just throw monkey shit at me? That's very impressive. And then they wonder, where the hell did he get the monkey shit? The problem is the efficient manufacture and distribution of monkey waste. That is the problem with this plan. I'm going to tell you my three gay jokes. They have exactly three of them. I knew a guy for a while. Knew him for a long time, and one day he tells me he's gay. And I didn't know how to take this, because of the way he told me, really, while we were having sex. Next thing you know, he'll be having me think I'm gay. That's number one. We're counting them. My view on homosexuals is tolerant. I am a tolerant person. My view on bisexuals is, I could go either way. That's number two. At this point, I'm just telling jokes. I'm numbering them, one, two, three. Third one is, I was out being grilled by a gay advocacy group. I was running for office, and so I was being grilled by this advocacy group, and finally I said, don't get me wrong, I love gay men, but understand, I would never let one marry my sister. They didn't like that. But I thought it was a good joke. I want to say something about, does anybody know about the Planned Parenthood abortion protests? happen on Friday mornings. I know Morgan Pickton is always out there. There's one thing you have to understand about the anti-abortion people that stand there with the disgusting signs. It's that there's one thing you have to understand to really, really get in their head. They think that abortion murders babies. And that's all you need to know to understand their... But what they need to understand about everybody else who's pro-choice is that sometimes babies have to be murdered. And that's what they need to understand, so it kind of goes both ways. What I'm saying is it's all kind of a misunderstanding. And I'm just glad that I'm here to help. Thank you. My name is David Raffin. I can be found at davidraffin.com. I am available for children's parties and funerals. That was a nice segue. I am cheaper and less scary than a clown. Do your children like existential philosophy and theoretical physics? Then I am the logical choice. And now I give the microphone back to Morgan Pickton.
Really nice work, man.
We can't do it okay. David!